You know what? It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. You know what? Hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. And my levels are way too loud. I feel like I'm screaming. Am I loud to you?
You're good to me.
Oh, okay.
Sounds all right.
I'm your host, Miss Marie.
I sound low, though.
Oh, let me turn you back up.
Hello.
I'm your host, Miss Marie. I'm going to get my act together at the start of the show. I'm going to get it together one day. One day, I'm going to do a show full of zero mistakes. How about that? But I'm your host, Miss Marie, along with Howard. What's up, Howard?
How you doing?
And we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Here on The State Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because sometimes, just sometimes, dating can be ugly. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about tonight, because I don't know if you should be following me all over social media. I'm at Date Is Over on Instagram and Twitter, and like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover, because tonight we're talking about take the will. You know, I've had these conversations with some girlfriends and whatnot, and a lot of us, myself included, get a little peeved or perturbed with guys who really don't want to take the will, don't seem to take the will when it comes to courtship. You know, when it comes to planning a date, there is no plan. There's the come over and chill society that we seem to be in today. So that's what we're going to be discussing, taking the will. And no, it's not going to be just one-sided. That's why we got Howard here.
We're going to talk about
the ladies that need to step up to the plate and take the will as well. So the number to the studio is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover, and also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. I gotta say, happy 70th birthday.
You're putting a lot on it.
To my Aunt Margie.
Oh.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you. Jumping the gun.
I'm selfish.
We celebrated on Sunday. Margie's birthday was on this past Monday, but we celebrated on Sunday and we had a phenomenal time. It was a surprise party for her. Good to see, you know, people that she grew up with. You know, all my family, wow. Of course, you know, my mom, you know, her sisters. My mom is the youngest out of the bunch. But Aunt Margie turned 70. If you're from the D.C. area and you're, well, I should say your parents, if they're from the D.C. area and they're in their 60s, 50s, 60s, they probably know who my Aunt Margie is. She's in a group called The Jewels. You know, they've been out since the 60s.
Okay.
They did have an album years ago. Didn't take it off as much as they wanted to. You know, back in the day, they kind of got ripped off by the record label. But, you know, they're very popular. My aunt can sing. I mean, sang. She can blow. So I made a video for her on my YouTube channel. So just look for This Date Is Over on YouTube.
Okay.
And I'm also going to post a link on the Facebook page because I think it's totally awesome. I did a slideshow for her with her music in the background. So you can hear her singing.
As you should. Yeah.
Yes. And she loved it and everybody else did. So we already got like 200 views. I'm like, oh, shucks now. So I'm excited about that. I put a lot of work into that, trying to get her music and whatnot because it's not easy to come by. So yeah, they're called The Jewels. Happy birthday to my Auntie Margie. You're 70. Looks good on you, honey child. And she's still singing all over the D.C. metropolitan area. But also, it's another birthday in the house. Got to say happy birthday to Howard. So you guys, make sure you call in.
Yeah.
Howard just turned 21 years of age.
21?
He just turned
21. Look here. I'm a grown man. Miss.
Yes, he's very grown, ladies.
30 plus. Let's just leave it there.
He's very grown, ladies. So if you need a grown man, give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. And make certain you wish Howard a happy birthday, okay?
Yeah.
Don't be shy. I know y'all get very shy when it comes to calling up here. Y'all rather tweet me or text me, which is fine.
And we're on Facebook, too. So I'm live chatting with y'all.
He's live chatting, so make sure y'all hit him up. Tell Howard happy birthday. So we're going to get into some music first, as we always do, and then jump into tonight's topic, which is take the wheel. Ladies, I know a lot of us want these men to step up to the plate and take the wheel when it comes to dating. I know we don't want to do everything. So I know I want to feel special.
Okay.
And a lot of ladies do too. Yeah. So, you know, take notes, get your pens and pads out, take some notes tonight. You might get some golden nuggets. You know, I might get some too. I'm going to take my notes. So it is what it is. But keep it right here on The Flow.
Phantom of the dark, walk through my head, vent with levitation from reefers, trench and deep as an H7, showboating with rugas, flash vines, Belafonte jigger, landscape for what this work as we confiscate your figures.
Casting over brown, levitating, jiki and dashikis, a la hotter car, 54, chasing diamond, runners headed ice band, the big chiller diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut, freezing world heist, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, a pleasure, from the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Monte Carlo, we screaming Chiba, fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out, the Garza Vega substitutes, when the Dutch is gone, the load don't stop, give me shouts, it's the season, sauteers, two flayers for swerving no corners, we madness to moolah, living with Charlie's Angels on this, no smiling when sliding, that gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving, it's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light, you Jaja, you're a Capitan, quest to the coast, the Key Largo, wire the chain gang, keep your ears out for a year, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The cheeky vines and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and steal a Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The cheeky vines and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and steal a Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Fallen sparrows, courtesies of Black Caesar, the convincer, silky days, satin nights, taking flight, down a going, sweet sensation, Spanish flying with the lady Scarface, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
and we
nine.
Hailing from the magic city, transcending sweeter on your aura, Fancini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function, stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the Lord will forever be nice to
you. Yeah, the Sunny Fever, he be sipping on my red They get you gracious, he be sipping on my red We flip the tri-state, draped in the satin vines. This coolie hijacked, packed from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red We start the Harlem River quiver, digging sweet daddy. Chopping the crimson blade, high Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
ebony
as
junction.
As you exit the place with grace, just the armor matter, the bursting of clouds, it pours. Everything seems better on flats with love. We move. Only in the mess, it's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough
yeah.
of this.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The cheeky vines and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and steal a Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The cheeky vines and sugar dimes, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and steal a Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? The Sunny Fever, he be sipping on my red, The Geechee Gracious, he be sipping on my red, The Joe Chick, he be sipping on my red, The Chiquita Gage, he be sipping on my red, We got Asti, Spumante, we're on my red, And then my man, Ill Will, sip on my red, And then my man, Kevin, the same, sipping that. We slide through the tri-state with the hi-hat, And then I float side to side in my coolie high, And then I do something with the Spanish fly, yeah, And then I flow down south with the boogie flats, And then I slide up in between the sticky boy arms and all of that, yeah.
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I am your host, Miss Marie. Also got Howard in the studio. What's up, Howard?
Hey.
The birthday boy.
Yes, sir.
Ladies, if you would like to donate a lap dance to Howard, he is accepting them.
We are accepting those.
He's accepting lap dances.
That's a currency.
It's his birthday. It's his birthday. Call him up. Wish him happy birthday. The number to studio is 301-560-6992. You just heard music from Miguel with Kendrick Lamar. The song was How Many Drinks? Right before that was Camp Lo with Luchini. This is it.
What?
That song will never get old.
Never die.
Never ever die.
In a good way, though.
And actually, the original version of that song is my ringtone on my phone.
Really? You're a throwback.
Yes. The actual song is called Adventures in the Land of Music by a group called Dynasty.
Oh.
That's where they got that song.
You got all this music knowledge. I learned so much here.
I'm glad you do. Well, tonight we're talking about Take the Wheel, because I don't know about you ladies. I know a lot of ladies who are frustrated in the dating world when it comes to guys not really stepping up and taking the wheel when it comes to, you know, planning and executing a date.
Okay.
And this, I mean, I can give you an example.
Okay.
Last night. So I was going to an event, and I let this gentleman know that I was going to an event. So I really wasn't going to have a lot of time to get with him that evening. He said, well, since you're going to be in D.C., how about, you know, we meet up afterwards? I said, all right, that's fine. I said, but just keep in mind that my time is going to be limited. So I said, you know, the event's going to end at this time and I need to do this. Because, you know, on Tuesday nights is when I do my blog. So I try not to do too much on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So he was in Virginia. I live in Maryland.
Okay.
D.C. is a midpoint.
Yes, sir.
So he says to me, well, why don't you, like, come over after the event?
Come through.
And I'm like, what part of I have work to do tonight did you not understand? And second of all, why the hell do you think I'm going to come to your damn house?
Have y'all met before?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like, right. the plan was to go to the bar. That's what I thought the initial discussion was. I said, okay, I'm not coming. He said, well, how about you come to Virginia? No, I will do no such thing. Like, D.C. is a midpoint. I already told you what my schedule was and that I had, you know, things to do. So I'm going to be in a vicinity where there's a whole bunch of bars. Because I went from one bar to the next. They had an event at the Woolly Mammoth Theater.
Okay.
Then I walked across the street to the bar with the group that had the event.
Okay.
So, you know, it was bars galore all over there. But yeah, he wouldn't take the wheel and take it. But he's like, well, I don't really feel like driving. I don't give a damn what you don't feel like doing. And guess what? This date is over.
Wow.
So yeah, stuff like that really gets on my nerves, because there's so many guys that just want you to come over to their house. Granted, I know that our meetup was going to be impromptu. So I'm not going to, you know, fault him for not having like a serious plan. But then again, if we said the bar, and I said in no uncertain terms, I'm not driving to Virginia.
Yeah.
That's what I'm not going
to do.
That's
a terrible thing.
You know, that's just not happening. So, stuff like that seems to happen quite often. It's very frustrating.
It does. No, I can dig it. That does happen. And I try to avoid that. Especially, I mean, I have a sister, so I don't want no dude calling her, like, come to the house. I don't even know you, but just come to my house. Like, that's
what are you, a murderer? Like, what is so special about you that I want to come to your house? Then he tried to entice me. He said, well, I'm going to cook. I said, I know how to cook. So what you going to cook with me ain't that damn special. Granted, I didn't say that, but I mean, I was thinking that, because that was his way of trying to woo me to come to his house, and I was not going to do that. Like, I don't know you. I've never met you. I'm not coming to your house. We both said it would be like, initially he said he was coming to D.C., then he just quickly flipped it for me coming to Virginia, and I said, hell no. And then to his house. Well, we can meet at this bar by Pentagon City. Absolutely not. What you can do is kiss my ass.
Wow.
That's what you can do.
He went all the way there.
Yeah. No, I mean, I didn't say all that to him, but I was definitely thinking it. But I was like, you know what? No, thank you. He said, well, call me after your event. I was like, yeah, sure.
I mean, we're all busy. We all have things to do. I know me personally, I have so many things to do that usually I like to just be at the house chilling when I'm not at an event or something. But you have to realize when you're dating and you're meeting people, it could be something small. It could be a Starbucks. And I don't even drink coffee.
I don't either. I'll get a naked
hot
juice.
Chocolate or a
I don't even do
apple
hot
cider
stuff.
Joint. apple cider at Starbucks is dope. Anyway, but yeah, you can do something small. You don't have to truly come up with a plan if it's like you said, an impromptu real quick date. But if it's you had a few days, like, come up with something. Not come to the house. Like, you can come to the house on a third date. That's acceptable by the
on a third date, come to the house with condoms.
You don't even got to take it there. See, you always
and you know what? If you guys came to this dateisover.com game night, you got some condoms. Because that was one of the gifts that we gave out in the gift bag. We said, we hope your Valentine's Day didn't suck. Yeah. We gave you some lollipops and some condoms, just in case you got lucky. But I know we got a call on the line. So, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello.
Tiffany.
Hey Tiffany, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good.
Where are you calling from?
It's Miss Neal, your favorite co-host.
Say it again.
Miss Neal, your favorite co-host. Don't act like
you
don't
know.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Yeah, you forgot.
I was like, Miss Neal. Hey Tiff. Excuse me, Miss Neal.
Yes, all that.
So what did you want to add to the conversation?
Listen, there's a couple things that y'all touched on that I really cannot stand. First of all, technology has ruined dating.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay?
Preach,
it has
preach.
Ruined it. Okay? Because the whole text message thing, I'm not feeling it, you know, as a form of formal communication. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I understand when, you know, if you're at work, you're going to text me. If you're in a meeting, I can't really talk to you right now. But it's a lot of people who will solely rely on text message communication, and that really grinds my gears. And I'll stop texting you, and I will pick up the phone and call you and tell you, like, look.
Yeah, I don't want to act bougie, but don't ask me out on a date, a first date.
Through text message.
Oh, I don't accept text dates.
yeah, don't. Okay, so that's one. Technology is killing everything. Secondly, if it's our first date, I don't want to come to your house because we're not on chill status. I clearly don't know you like that, and even if we have mutual friends, I'm sure that they don't know you enough to know whether or not you will chop me up and put me in your freezer. Wow.
Exactly. I want these guys who invite women to come to their houses for a first date to put their mom in the that picture. Like, would you want your mother, if your mother's single, to be going to some dude's house for the first time that she doesn't even know to chill?
And he's cooking, so you can slip me a Mickey in my steak. Like, I'm good.
Oh wow,
I'm good.
Yeah, I fell for that in the past, you know.
What?
But, yeah, to come over and chill. Because, you know, I was wooed by the food. He said he was going to cook me dinner.
Were you an undergrad? Or were you an adult?
I was a recent college grad.
Okay, well, that's different. I think.
And, yeah, that's when I found out that the dude had titties.
What?
Exactly. So, look up the blog post, Tiggo Bitties, for the full story. Lord. But, yeah, I fell for I mean, granted, you know, we did not have any, you know, intercourse, nothing like that. No sexual relations. But, you know, I'm not going to say that he didn't try his hand, but I know his titties just kind of threw the whole situation off for me. So I'm not a fan of the come over and chill. But the dude could cook.
Go read that story. So you can figure
out
how these titties
great
out.
In the kitchen.
That was very weird. Whoa. Is that an innuendo for something?
No.
No, that's just like, his food was dope.
My stomach. That's what I'm talking about. Right. I like to eat. So if a man can cook, that's just like a plus for me. But like I said, I don't want to start that way. That's a little, you know, I don't know. I get it. You know, he's trying to, you know, make a nice gesture and whatnot. But I really don't want to be in your house. I just don't.
Yeah.
And I don't want you in mine either. So, I don't know. So, Miss Neal, what else grinds your gears about, you know, taking the wheel or lack thereof?
Don't ask me out on a date. And then when it comes time to go, you're asking me, what is it that I want to do? You better have a plan.
Oh, my God.
If you have a plan, that means that you don't want to go anywhere.
Wait.
That is the most irritating thing ever. Hey, do you want to go out to dinner? Sure. Where do you want to go? No. You're taking me up to dinner XYZ restaurant.
Is it okay if I ask you what you like? Because I need to know what you like.
Ahead of time, yes.
I don't want to just say, yo, we're going to this Mexican joint. You're like, I don't eat Mexican food. I don't eat meat.
See, but,
like, okay.
But that's all a part of getting to know the person.
There you go.
Message, so much can be lost in translation. Okay, let's be clear. I'm a nosy bastard. So within the first 15 minutes of our conversation, I'm going to know your name, your middle name, what you like, where you grew up. I want to know these facts about you. So
my middle name is privileged information.
But
I feel you.
What I'm saying is
his middle name must be like Cornelius or something.
My middle name's dope. You just don't get to know it right away.
Those things will come up. You know what I mean? And so do you like chicken? Yeah, okay. So we're gonna go to a chicken restaurant.
Okay.
I'm just saying,
Perry.
come up with something. Don't ask me for a date like you're pressed to go out, and then when it's time to go out, you ask me what I want to do.
And it's a total flop. That pisses me off. That happened to me recently, and I hope he's listening too, because I got on him about this. You know, it's this one guy. Yeah, I've known him for years. So he wanted to get together. I said, all right, cool, that's fine. So this one particular night that we supposed to get together, things kind of didn't go, happen. You know, something came up. Okay, cool. I said, you know what? I said, I think it would be best if we actually set out a date and plan, ahead.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to get together like one Saturday at like 8 o'clock. So, you know, I'm calling him like, well, what's going on? Well, I got to do this. I got to do that. And so I'm thinking maybe we could go to this person's birthday party. And I'm like, I thought the purpose of us going out was for us to be on a date with each other.
Exactly.
I have no desire whatsoever to go to somebody's birthday party.
Oh, okay.
He's like, well, I'm not going to be ready or available till like 10 o'clock. I'm just like, we stay at 8.
Wow.
Not 10 o'clock. Well, how about, it's this chick's party. I don't really know her like that, but I think, I'm like, I don't, what part of me not wanting to go to this party don't you understand? So basically the night was a flop. I said, you know what? I'm not doing this. I said, I'll talk to you later. I went out with somebody else.
That night?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't have time for the BS because he was getting on my nerves. He said, well, maybe we could do this. I'm like, you should have had this already planned out. Like, we set this date like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because of the last failed one.
Yeah.
And you still didn't get together?
Ah, man.
So he knew he was on my hit list.
Y'all out there making us look bad right now.
They got
too many stories.
So Howard, can you tell us why that is?
I mean, why he didn't? I mean, for me, I don't have a problem planning. I do want to know what you like to do. I do want to do something that we both have some mutual interest in, or at least you would be okay with doing. But just not having a plan. I mean, unless it's, I hit you up that day, hey, what are you doing? Let's go do something. Then I may say, hey, I have no idea. Do you have anything you want to do? Or I can just come up with something. But I'm not going to have weeks in advance to plan something and not have no clue of what I want.
And it's
to do.
Such a turnoff when you don't have a plan. And the other thing is when you are afraid to take the wheel and make that decision. Mm-hmm. I've been in that situation too. A guy asked me what kind of food I like. I said, I like pretty much everything. I said, I like Thai food. I like Italian food. I like Japanese food. Mm-hmm. I like barbecue. I like seafood. So any of those things are fine with me. I'm not really big on chocolate and strawberries.
Yeah.
So I said, whatever you choose is fine. Like, so he said, well, how about this restaurant? I said, all right, that's cool. Well, I don't know because that restaurant, I think it's like not in a good area. I said, okay, whatever. And he said, well, how about, maybe we can go to this restaurant. Well, I said, okay, that's fine. Well, I don't know because I don't know how the reviews are. I said, you know what? Like, you were getting on my last nerve. I didn't even want to go out with him anymore. I said, could you just pick a place, for crying out loud? I was coming to his town.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't from that area.
Yeah.
I was going to New York. So I said, just pick a place and it'll be fine. It's not like you're cooking the food, but he was so afraid to disappoint me.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, but you're disappointing me right now by not making a decision.
Looky here.
Pick your balls up and make a decision and pick a freaking restaurant.
As a grown man that lives in any city, you should have 3 restaurants that you like and that you know. Acadiana is my first choice. Like, if I'm in D.C. and I like you,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking you. Well, that's what I'm going to suggest. If you don't like Southern Creole, whatever kind of food,
honey,
then there's other options.
The seafood crepes at Acadiana are so effing good.
That is my default. Like, at one point, you know that app Foursquare?
Mm-hmm.
There's one of those badges that was like, oh, I'm sorry, you're on another date here? Like, calling me out.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
That was my spot. That's where I went. I went there, and then there's a little sushi spot down the street from that. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but just a few places downtown, like a cool little bar, you got a nice little restaurant, and you got something chill like a Fridays or something, because I love Fridays.
I hate Fridays.
Fine, but give me a
the
Jack Daniels
burger. The only thing
they
got good at Fridays are the napkins and the Coke products.
Daniels burger.
So I can't knock Fridays. They do have good burgers. But other than that, I'm not really...
Fridays is just like the go-to.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not a big fan of Fridays. I would much rather go to a mom and pop restaurant over a TGI Fridays any day. Like, I'm not really big on chain restaurants. It is what it is. But I would prefer to go to downtown DC, the hole in the wall mom and pop barbecue spot.
But it's really just that simple. Just have 3 that you like.
Yeah,
and she's gonna say no to one of them. That's gonna happen.
She
may not like the food when you get there. But y'all went out, you made a decision,
right.
And for next time, she doesn't like this particular type of food.
Exactly.
But the company
is what's really important.
It's what matters. If she doesn't like the food, go walk up the street and pick up a taco from Alero or something. Like something real
I
quick.
Love me some Alero too, but we got to hold that thought. We got to go to commercial break. I love Alero. The freaking steak chimichanga is commercial everything. I'm sorry. Commercial. All right. We'll be right back.
Whoa. These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
To me, said she had a secret to lie. She pointed to my heart and said that you believe. Felt my neck and then opened my eyes.
I seen a light. I seen a light. You're the one, girl. It really hit me. It felt like lightning.
Change, you will see, you will see. The light will chase away the dark. She said, you'll be okay if you listen to me. All the superstars are burning now.
I see the light.
It's hot, the air was dry. She gave me instruction to play my magic keys. The magic tree starts falling from the sky.
Life, 'cause it is amazing. I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Yes. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm sorry. Scared my own self. Headphones too loud, but you're listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, alongside Howard H. U.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I don't know why I was so pressed to say that.
I appreciate it, though.
I know. I didn't even go to Howard. But anyways, we're coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com for soulful music news and talk. Make certain you check out the website, thisdateisover.com. The latest blog has been posted. It's called Sucky Sucky. Have you read it, Howard?
Look,
I'm going to need you to get on your game.
I will, but it's my birthday week.
I know, right? Yes. Ladies and gents, it's Howard's birthday, so please give him a call. Give him a shout. The number is 301-560-6992.
Are you going to drink this?
Hell no.
Okay.
I bought Howard a cake. He doesn't like it.
I don't eat red velvet. I love it, though. It's beautiful. I appreciate
it. I made
the
cake, guys. It took me a very long time to bake that on aisle 16 in Giant. But, yeah, you just heard music from NERD. The song was I've Seen the Light Inside of Clouds. Yes. Yes, yes. I love me some Pharrell, crazy, some NERD. But tonight we're talking about Take the Wheel. A lot of guys and ladies, but I'm leaning heavily on the guys because, you know, it's coming from a woman's perspective. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys are just lazy daters. They're very, you know, the lazy courtship. It's really getting on my nerves. You know, we talked about the lack of a plan. I don't understand why guys just will not plan a freaking date. And I'm over the excuses. You know, I've heard people say, well, I'm not from this side of town. Even though you can research. You can research, you know, excuses are what? Tools of incompetence that build monuments of nothingness, and those who specialize in their uses are seldom capable of anything else. Mm-hmm. So I'm over the excuses from these guys. But one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Howard, is why do some guys reserve, you know, like the special or the cheap dates until after they really like the person? You know, why can't... Yeah, we're trying to get to know each other. Why can't we just go for a walk in the park versus, you know, because they will spend all this money to take you to this fancy restaurant and find out that you guys don't even like each other versus taking you to the park for a walk or doing that Starbucks thing or doing the sip and paint or, you know, doing your rock climbing. They reserve the cheaper activities once they actually, you know, see something in that person. But, like, why not even build from that point? Like, why spend the... Was it the average date for a guy on like a first date is like $177? Why spend the $177 when you can spend the $45?
That's unacceptable. Like, I've done that before. Mm-hmm. And not intentionally. But, I mean, being a gentleman, you go out, you pay for the meal, and you go to another spot, and you pay for some drinks, and you get to the third spot, and you're like, you need to get around. You need to get around to these drinks, girl.
I have no more money left.
No more. Anyway, back to what you asked. I think it's because people are so pressed, or men feel women are so pressed to be impressed out the gate, mm-hmm, that you have to go big up front. Ooh, excuse me.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You all right?
Oh, I shouldn't be drinking in the studio. Anyway.
What you about to die?
A little gas bubble. Anyway. but no, for real.
But... It would impress us to do a museum date.
Because I've approached women with a hello, how you doing? And you're like, oh, your game ain't strong. You need to come do this, that, and the third. I'm like, okay, well, you're not for me. But then
your game ain't strong.
Oh, yeah. Like, saying hello is unacceptable way to approach a woman in this day. That's what I found. Anyway, so taking someone out, like, I've gone on a few smaller, like a Cold Stone or a Starbucks, and usually it's like, okay, well, you weren't really interested in doing nothing with me because you took me to this little lame date, da da da. Like, no, I'm trying to get to know you. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to put out $150 on you when I don't even know you.
I don't recommend doing anything very expensive for a first date. The first few dates, I think they should be inexpensive because you don't even know if you're going to be able to tolerate the person after, you know, that first hour. Like, why spend the money? Granted, I mean, of course, I love me a nice restaurant. I love to eat. Hello? I mean, I didn't get these thighs from not eating. So, but, you know, I'm not pressed to go out to some fancy schmancy restaurant on a first date.
But you have to look at it like this, too. There are... A man is going to assume that any beautiful woman that he's approaching is being approached regularly. Mm-hmm. So he's got to impress her. I'm not gonna outdo these other men, I have to have something. And like we talked about a few weeks ago, and I love the fact that we keep running back into the same kind of thing. If all you're bringing to the table is some money, you don't have no character, you don't have any personality, that's all you're doing, then you have to impress in that way. Mm-hmm. That's all you have. And if that's
especially
all
if you don't have a big penis.
Oh Lord. See, you don't even, we ain't got there yet. We on the first date.
Shoot, nowadays these guys are trying to give you the D for the first date. Over and chill.
That's true.
The come over and chill.
But here's the thing, you have to understand, guys do things that work.
Mm-hmm.
It's worked for somebody.
It worked for somebody.
Yeah, exactly. It may not have worked for you, but you've witnessed but they or keep at least shooting. Heard of it when.
And I don't understand why would you just aim so low? Like
it happens.
If, I don't know. That's not sexy to me. Women want a guy that has a plan. You know, if you ain't sexy as all hell,
I'll tell you this.
Come over and chill is not gonna work for me. I'll tell you this. You gotta look like a freaking supermodel.
When you're an undergrad, when I was a senior, I had a real nice apartment. As a matter of fact, it was a townhouse with mm-hmm. me and two of the homeboys. I had my own car. Uh-huh. So come over and chill. Get you out of your dorm. I won.
I'm going away from the collegiate life.
And I understand that. Mm-hmm. But people take that with them. They say, okay, well, it's worked in undergrad. And especially in D.C. where you almost really never leave that atmosphere because it's so condensed. Like if you went to a HBCU, if you went to Howard.
Uh-huh.
Transitioning into a working life and then seeing everybody at the club and doing all these other things is the mm-hmm. exact same life. You just, instead of class, you have a job.
Right.
So it's not a transition for a lot of these people. So they're looking at it like, oh, I did this 2 years ago. I'm 2 years out of school. I'm going to do the same thing. No one is demanding that they do differently on a scale large enough where they're not succeeding with the same
order. Right. And that's a challenge when you have standards and you do demand those things. Yeah. They're like, okay. Yeah. Either
somebody
I can take
else
it or leave
it.
You know, I'm going to go with the path of least resistance because,
it's
you know,
easy.
I can get it. You know, Keisha going to come over, Ratchet Rhonda will yep. come over, and she going to top me off, and I don't even have to take her on a date. I might order her some carryout.
You already got one or two. Most people have one or two in the bag that they can just be like, look, it's not that great of a week. I'm going to call you, and you're going to come over, and we're going to watch TV, and then we're going to see what else happens.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So, is there ever a situation where a guy invites you over to come over and chill just to come over and chill?
If the guy
without
is me.
Sex?
No, really. If the guy is me, then yes.
If the guy is you?
No, really, though. Because, like I told you before, I like to be in my house when I'm not doing things. So
I do, too. I'm a homebody.
Yeah,
nobody believes me, but yeah. I like being in my house.
Because we're out for the things that we do. For your company, for your business, for the radio show, for mm-hmm. different things, you're out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to be at the house. I'll go to Redbox, get a couple bottle of wine, and maybe set up the hookah.
End up in the bedroom.
We don't even have to go in the bedroom. Let's just stay on the couch
Ladies,
and talk.
Ladies, clothing like, optional.
No. Nope.
I'm sorry.
Wear clothes.
Panties off.
Wear clothes. Now, if you come in and you want to take them off, then that's your choice.
You're going
to
help
but
her
I'm
lose
not
them?
Gonna, I'm not going to pressure you into that. Matter of fact, I think I mentioned this before. One of my greatest success stories was mm-hmm. the fact that I did not press a woman for it. And she was just like, this is amazing. I love you. Let's
do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And fellas, take notes. Like, I'm a woman. There's a lot of women who echo my remarks. You know, we will appreciate you a lot more if you have a plan and if you're not pressed for it. I don't want you to be pressed for the cooch so early on. I mean, of course, I want you to pursue me, but I want you to pursue me properly. You'll be a lot more successful when you have a plan. And when you know, you want to make the woman feel valued and appreciated. Not that you just want to sleep with us. Like, I get that you want to sleep with us. Hello. I am sexy, in my mind at least.
Yeah.
So I know you're going to want to hit it at some point in time. Maybe you want to hit it when you first met me. I don't know. But work your way up to it. Don't just, you know, people are running. Like, just do that slow walk. You got to crawl first.
Yeah, I think you get to a point where just that physical can't entertain. Like, I can't go out with a pretty girl that ain't got nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Just
she ain't saying nothing.
Shut up. Like, I don't want to hear nothing else you have to say. And I can't do that anymore.
I was looking at Love & Hip Hop.
There's so much
and,
more. Yeah, no, I don't know what that is.
I was looking at Love & Hip Hop, and she had on these Ferragamos, and I'm going to get them, and I'm going to use my welfare check for this.
You have to get to that point as a man. Some men get there early. Some men don't get there ever. So you have to just know who you're dealing with.
Older men.
You just got to know who you're dealing. You got to find the right man. What about older?
I know. But we got to go to break. So keep it right here on the flow. Keep in mind the number to the studio is 301 301- 501-560-6992. When we come back from the break, it's going to be This Week in Black History. And we're also going to read some of your comments from Facebook and social media and whatnot. But you can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. Check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes. And we'll be right back.
Whoa! These are way better snacks!
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans. Making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Centimeters from the cerebrum. He went from a thug to a preacher. See God and he halfway breathing. To have a chance to write the wrong in a song what he spoke and it stuck with me. Fuck with me. Said that you might not get the duck quickly. And the line can't explain all the girl creeping. So I submit and steal straight and get frustrated. In a world full of temptation. Bad habits, man, they so hard to break. But I'm here.
Yeah, I'm so here.
Yeah,
I'm
still here and I'm breathing.
Lessons that I'm learning, my pride to the side. to sound. There's a story that I'm telling. Take my life and stride to the side.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to the State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, along with Howard.
Hey.
We come to you live from the Iron for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. We're here every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. You can download the TuneIn app. Tell your friends about us. Download the TuneIn app. Search for The Flow DC. Or you can simply go to tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Here's our music from Nicolay featuring Kay and Cy Smith. The song was My Story. And it took me forever to find that freaking song.
I was
so pressed to play that song because I've been singing it in my head all day. But anyways, sound for This Week in Black History. Howard, take it away.
This Week in Black History. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
This Week in Black History. So we got a few good things popping here, mostly in music. But to start off, February 23rd, 1979, Frank E. Peterson Jr. becomes the first black brigadier general in the United States Marine Corps.
Get it?
Yeah, doing big things.
That's my birthday, February 23rd.
Commanding things. So that man, big ups to that man. February 24th, 1999, Lauryn Hill becomes the first woman, black or otherwise, to win 5 Grammy Awards.
Yes.
Ballin'. And yes. What was that album? You know it.
The Miseducation of exactly. Lauryn Hill. Exactly. And speaking of Lauryn Hill, I heard she was like 2 hours late to this past concert. I really hope she wasn't. Somebody said that. I don't want to believe that.
It might have happened. I wouldn't doubt it.
I was supposed to go to the show, but that didn't work out.
Somebody had tickets for you and they failed. Somebody failed to plan.
They failed miserably. Quite miserably.
And our last black history moment for today, Michael Jackson, 1984, February 28th, won 8 Grammys.
Yes.
In one showing.
MJ.
Off the Wall?
The King.
Was that Off the Wall or Thriller?
Probably Off the Wall.
Off the Wall is 8. Yeah. That sounds about right. And that is your Week in Black History. However, we're going to continue. Mm-hmm. And this week in Beautiful Black Women.
Yes.
I got 3 again this week because this is a wonderful week.
Give
my
it to
birthday,
me.
I share my birthday with Rashida Jones. Some of you may know
Quincy
her
Jones
as,
daughter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So she's a little tan. She's just a light-skinned tan one, but she's Quincy Jones' daughter.
Yeah,
she called herself
ethnic.
Yeah,
which
that's
I
fine.
Was odd.
Whatever. She's on Parks and Rec. It's funny.
Yeah, because like somebody was like, ooh, Rashida, you got a tan. She was like, it's because I'm ethnic. Other words.
Ethnic?
Yeah, that's what she said.
You're
I'm
black.
Ethnic.
You're
no,
Quincy
my
Jones
honey, you're black.
Yeah,
they couldn't understand why her complexion was so, you know,
also
dark.
This week, February 26th, the mother of all of the hip hop baby daddies, I guess, Erykah Badu.
Oh,
she got babies by everybody.
Damn,
she turned everybody out. I mean, not in a bad way.
Don't play my girl. Like
no, no,
that.
No, not in a bad way. But she got common.
She said, "Got 3 babies, different dudes."
Yeah, I mean, it's fine, and because she turns them out as well. She changed lives.
So she had Andre 3000, which is my crush.
Uh huh.
Then she got a baby with the DOC.
Yeah.
Not my crush.
Okay.
NWA. And then she has a baby with Jay Electronica. Also a crush.
But
she got some gorgeous babies.
Dope music. There's so much incredible music happening there.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, we have Chili.
Mm-hmm.
43.
TLC.
February 27th. Rosanda Thompson.
Wow.
Thomas, excuse me. She's 43. She's still beautiful.
Yes, she
was
is.
Crazy. You remember? Did you see that show? She's crazy.
What Chili wants?
Yeah, she's crazy.
She's in like phenomenal shape. Like if
exactly.
I could smoke whatever it is that she's smoking and drink from whatever fountain that she's drinking from, I would drink it. Give me all the drugs, Chili, please.
And those are our beautiful black women this week.
All right. Well, that concludes This Week in Black History.
Yeah.
Thank you, Howard. So I want to go back to question I asked, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, to the ladies
Oh, that's right. I forgot we got a caller.
Yeah, we do.
I got a lot of stuff going on. But the question I asked the ladies, you know, what are some areas in which you'd like men to step up with regard to dating? So let me go to the caller really quick. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Good evening. My name is Ivana Bersan. I am calling from Gilbert, Arizona.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
I want to say happy birthday to Howard.
Thank you very much. Oh, the love.
We actually traveled together in Aruba.
Oh, yeah.
Our professional relaxation.
Dope. That's a great trip. I'm going to miss it this year, but that's due to something else. But yeah, it's a great trip. Y'all should check that out.
All right. What's it called again?
Professional relaxation.
Professional relaxation. I need that.
Yeah. One of my Kappa brother of mine puts that event on every year, and it's incredible. But I'm going to miss it this year.
Okay.
They're going to Cancun? I think they're going to Cancun this year.
This year, Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, that's right. Costa Rica.
Wow. Okay. I need that. So what did you want to add to tonight's show?
Caller.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. So if you can repeat for me just the question, because you broke up a little bit, I want to make sure I answer it appropriately.
Okay. I said to the ladies, what are some areas in which you'd like men to step up with regard to dating?
So for the ladies, do we want the men to step up?
Yeah, and what areas do you want them to step up when it comes to dating?
You know, it's interesting. So I'm currently married in the midst of a separation.
Oh.
So it's been a while since I've been in that dating field, so to speak. However, as I prepare to get back out in the market, I suppose, I think for me I'm more traditional, kind of old school. So as I was listening earlier, I'm more of a less... take it a little easily, let's go a little bit slow, let's really get to know one another. I don't need to just
take it slow.
Right.
$77 on the first date. Those are not things that we need to do.
Okay.
So let's really get to know one another. Can we have a good conversation? How do we match socially?
Exactly.
Things in common? Are there activities that we can do together? Because I am that mountain climbing, let's go hiking kind of gal.
Yeah.
So it really depends. You're probably going to get a mixed bag of answers from a variety of ladies. However, I think the older you are, the more mature you are, you're not necessarily looking for the fancy car or, you know, what type of shoes he's wearing or things of that nature, because that is not what's important. What are your morals? What are your values? Who are you as an individual?
Exactly. And thank you for that. You know, traditional approach, I love that. I want somebody that's going to get to know me. Like you were saying, I don't need, you know, the fancy car. If you got all that, okay, cool, but I'm not looking for that. I don't care about the red bottom shoes that you got on. I just don't. As long as your shoes aren't busted and run over, I'm cool with that. But I want to know, do we have great conversation? Do we have chemistry? And can you make me laugh? Because if there's no laughter, it's just not going to work for me.
Yeah.
It's going to be very boring for me. So anything else you want to add to that, caller?
No, that would be it for me in a nutshell. I mean, a lot more comes with that. But I think the other thing is they have to be confident in who you are as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
If you are confident or you have your own thing going, you want to make sure that that individual can handle that too. He has to be confident in himself and be able to deal with a woman who has things going on and is successful in his life as well.
Yes, confidence is very important. It's very unattractive if a man is not very confident. That is a huge turn off. But thank you so much for calling in all the way from Arizona. We appreciate your support. And please check out the website too, thisdateisover.com. Thanks a lot. Have a great rest of the evening.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the love.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Confidence is, if you don't have confidence. I've been in a situation, you know, where I've met somebody who lacked in confidence. And, you know, I thought maybe, you know, he's going through some things. But I couldn't deal with that in the long run. Like, you know what? This isn't going to work. I used to be painfully shy as a child, so I've come out of my shell a whole hell of a lot more now. So I have to go out, I have to network, I have to do a lot of different things. So if I have somebody that can't match that, that's going to be problematic.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want him to be, I don't consider myself to be the life of the party, because I hate networking. Like, I hate going to networking events. I hate having to go up and talk to people, because I have a level of anxiety with that. But I know I have to do it because, you know, I want to be successful
but
in my business. So.
Confidence is definitely something women need to have as well.
Yeah.
I talked to this one young lady from a dating website. Turn it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
okay. I was talking to a young lady off of a dating website, which actually I gave up for Lent because I just got too used to swiping left and right, so I gave that up for Lent. But anyway, back to
the story. I didn't even give that up for Lent.
Yeah, dating sites. Really. But like we met, we talked online. It was cool. We went to Fridays because that's what I do.
this date is over.
Confidence was just so low to the point where I was like, "Look, you're a beautiful girl. Mm-hmm. Like, I like you. I've expressed that. We're out and meeting, but I'm not having the same kind of conversation I had with you over the phone in person. You seem extremely shy, which I understand.
Mm-hmm. You just, you know, it's first meeting,
like,
and
like, show me that same chick that I was talking to on the phone. That's who I want to meet. That's who I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
And that just turned her all the way off. And I was like, I understand to a level, but you gotta be who you are no matter what,
right?
Because I'm goofy. Like, I'm a goofy dude. Like, you haven't seen, y'all, Angie's seen it a little bit, or Miss Maria's seen it a little bit, but y'all don't know. Like, I am goofy. And I'm just going to be that with you. And if you don't like it, then you don't like it. And I'm not going to pretend to be something I'm not.
Somebody that's really dry. I got to write that blog. My God. I went out with this guy. He was so effing dry. And, you know, I mean, I know my jokes are extremely corny.
Yep.
But at least humor me. Yeah, he's just like
smile real aggressive.
Like, yeah.
If you can't.
His laugh was and it ended there. And I was just like, wow. Are you all right? Like, I was like, where's the rest of it? But you know what? That's not even the point right now, because it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. It's the second hour of the show on This Date Is Over Radio, right here on The Flow, where we give you soulful music, news, and talk. We're here every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. So check us out. Go to the website, thisdateisover.com, and check out our weekly blog post. And you can also post your own bad date stories, because that's what the site is for. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes. No names, though, just situations, because we need to learn from our mistakes. You know, a lot of the blogs are mine. Not every blog, but a lot of them are mine. You know, I got to learn from my mistakes and learn how to be a better dater. I think I've learned a lot along the way. And these guys, they got to get their ish together too. And that's what we're talking about tonight. You know, take the wheel. And that's what I'm going to rant and rave about. I know, fellas, I'm getting on you hard tonight, but I'm going to continue to do so, because that's just how I roll. I love the fellas, though. Don't take me the wrong way. I love you guys, but you got to step up. You got to step your game up. I'm going to play the song for you guys later on called Step It Up by Little Brother. I play it all the time on the show, and he says on the, you know, the lyrics, he said, you can't attract Cristal with a Boone Farms mind state. And a lot of you guys are thinking that you're going to attract, you know, this champagne and caviar, and you got a root beer budget. Like, come on now. If you're not going to step up and do, you know, a plan, just have a freaking plan. Do you know how attractive it would be if you had a plan, a well thought out and executed plan? And even if it's not executed how you wanted it to be, at least you tried. Some of you guys don't even try. You just run to dinner and a movie and that's it. Like, try to tap into what the person likes. You know, what she likes, museums. Ah, light bulb, we should go to a museum. Oh, she likes the park. Light bulb, we should go to the park. Oh, she likes to paint. Light bulb, let's go to paint and sip. I mean, there's so many other things out there that you can do besides dinner and a movie. Granted, I like dinner. It's cool, but try something else. Have a plan. Make her feel like she's valued and appreciated and wanted. And for heaven's sakes, please stop it with the come over and chill. I'm not coming to your MFN house and you're not coming to mine. I'm so sorry. I don't know you like that. And I don't care how great your pain is. I don't even know your last name. So why are you inviting me to your house? Don't play yourself. I know it might have worked on somebody, but if you really are in this dating game to try to find somebody, you might want to rely on a different method. And even if you're trying to hit it, I reckon that you would be more successful if you actually had a freaking plan versus the come over and chill approach. That's just not attractive to me. It's a turn off. So fellas, I don't know how else to say it. Have a freaking plan. Get rid of the come over and chill. Then be motivated. You know, if you like this girl, show her that you like her. I want to feel like I'm wanted more than just in a sexual manner. I want to feel like you want me beyond sex. I want to feel that you like my conversation and you like my company outside of your effing house. So, please. What's the saying? If you fail to plan, plan to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of you guys are doing. Failing. Just like the dude yesterday. He's a failure. So, Howard, do you want to add anything to that?
Yes, I do.
All right, that's enough of that. Uh-huh. It's your birthday. Nope. We're not going to give you any time. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Look, y'all got to understand that this goes both ways.
It does.
Women, you need to be open to a man's suggestions.
Yes.
If there's something specific you want to do and he's making he's taking shots in the dark because y'all haven't had that conversation yet, y'all haven't really built yet, that's fine, that happens. Give him the clues. Don't have him, oh well, do you want to go here? No, I don't really like that. Oh, okay, you want to go miniature golf? No, I don't do nothing active. Why, you can't come up with nothing better? No, you need to participate.
Mm-hmm.
You need to let me know suggestions. Like, we're in this together, we both want to have a good time. You need to be an active participant. If he is willing and he's not asking you to come to the house, then he's making an effort. You got to make a little effort too, even if it's not the best thing. Maybe it's not something that you would normally choose to do.
But humor the guy.
Indulge him. Like, mm-hmm. if hey, let's go to wine in the park. They do that in the summer at the art gallery.
Oh, or really?
It's not the art gallery, but whatever.
Oh, Wine in the Woods.
Yeah.
I've been to that. That's really very your thing, cool.
If you don't really like jazz, but you
wine
like to drink.
Wine in the Woods is
it's
very
a dope
cool.
event.
And it's free.
Try it out. Just see what happens. And if the company is worth it, again, it's all about the company. Because no matter what we go and do, if it's whack, then we can make fun of it together and have a great time. It does not matter. But you have to be a willing participant in this whole process as well. Because a dude like me is going to come with a plan. I'm gonna be ready. But if you try to play me as though, oh, you only come up with whack stuff, I'm not interested in none of this, then either you're not really participating or you're not interested in me and you don't need to be trying to go out with me anyway. So yeah. let's just dead it.
Two snaps and a twist.
Let's just dead it where it is, if that's not where you want to be, or really understand what you want. Because if it's not me, why are we wasting our time? Why are you wasting my time and my money, my $177?
Yes, don't waste the $177. Try to avoid it. I try to avoid it. I do. But it happens because they want to go out to dinner. I'm like, all right, cool. It is what it is. So they'll say something and everything just went left. If we had gone to the museum, you said something and it went left, you wouldn't have lost that much money.
Also, there's one other part to this where some women won't allow the man to lead.
Mm.
It happens. And it could be for many different reasons, but the expectation gets lost because what happens is a woman says, no, I want to do this, so this is what we're going to do. And the man allows you to do that. That's fine. We can do that. And then he continues to allow you to do that because he's just like, you're not going to listen to what I'm saying. So then at some point you get mad at him. Like, I'm always making this decision. You never want to do nothing. You never say nothing. But ma'am, you took that role. Like,
right.
You took this role.
Keep stepping on
me.
His toes.
So now, as a man, what is there left for me to do? If I'm interested in you enough, I may stick around through some of this and allow that to happen for a little while. But once you turn it into, oh, well, you never come up with nothing and I'm always the one planning and I'm always doing this. Look at yourself. Like, why? You chose that. That's not me.
Mm-hmm.
So just be aware of what you expect out of a relationship and what you want your role to be. Because if you are, especially if you're Christian and you want a man that's going to lead your house and home, you need to allow a man to lead. And please, please, please don't misconstrue that as to you being a blind follower. Mm-hmm. You have a part, you have a role, but as the man, his job is to lead. Some people without religion still believe a man should be the head of the household. And if you believe that, you have to allow the man to lead. And if you're not comfortable allowing the man to lead, it's either you're not comfortable with it or you chose the wrong man. So get your life together.
Right.
Thank you.
And you,
good night.
Hello. Two snaps and a twist. He has left the building. Good night. But you know, Howard, you made some valid points because
I know.
Yes, you could be cocky. It's your birthday. A lot of women don't allow the men to lead. So that's a very, very, very good point. You know, stepping on his toes when he makes a suggestion. Granted, if it's something that you don't like, I think you should articulate that in a nice way.
Yeah.
You don't have to say, well, that's just dumb. Why do we want to do? Like, don't browbeat the man. At least he's trying. But, you know, some women will definitely do that. I know I can get into that too because I'm an event planner, so it's certain things to me that don't make sense. So I'm going to voice that to you. Like, why would we go to do this before eating? Like, you know that dinner's not going to be till like 10 o'clock if we go here. How about we switch the time and go to dinner first and then take it from there?
And I'm going to be like, yeah, that's fine. Let's do that.
Yeah, because I'm not trying to beat the guy up. Or he'll say, well, how about we go to Fridays? I'm just like, you know what? I'm not a huge fan of TGI Fridays. Do you mind if we go somewhere else instead? But yeah, sometimes you gotta pick your battles. You just gotta let that man pick and let him feel good about his decision. You know, don't always question what he's planning to do for you. You know, just applaud him for trying. Which can be difficult.
And as you build,
because, though, you know, we can be control freaks. So, ladies, you want the guy to plan everything. So let him have his moment, mm-hmm. and keep it moving. You know, I planned a not so good date, uh-huh. With a guy I was, you know, in a relationship with. And it was, you know, like you said, we just laughed about it because it was terrible. Yeah. He's into reggae music. I'm not. And I learned about this this reggae award show that was going to be in D.C. Okay. So I was like, wow, it's going to be a reggae award show. They're going to have, like, you know, Caribbean food. Mm-hmm. I think he'll like this. So I got the tickets, and it was so incredibly whack. It was so bad. And we laughed the entire time because it was so bad. I was just like, I'm so sorry. But I didn't know it was going to be this terrible, but we still had a good time.
It's endearing.
Right.
You put forth, you learned who I am, mm-hmm. put forth the effort, and a man is willing to do the same thing. But again, you got to give him time to learn who you are and what you like. And he's going to fail. He's going to make mistakes. But you got to laugh through the mistakes, and you got to appreciate the victory. So, take that. Take that with you. Apply that to your own life. Allow people to get to know you. Mm. Allow yourself to be vulnerable enough for someone to know you well enough where they can. I get all the... See, this is a whole side conversation, but I get this all the time where it's like, you should know what I want for my birthday or Christmas.
Tell
me what you want, and I will get you what you want. Don't what you want, because I'm the same way. I'm that way too. I'm gonna tell you I want this, that, and the third. Men, what year is it? 16 next year.
PENIS.
And that's fine. Just tell me what you want, and you will get that. But don't come at me like, oh, you should know me well enough. No, what? I don't. I'm sorry. You haven't dropped the hints clear enough. Men don't do well with hints.
Clearly.
Tell me what you want.
So,
and you can have that.
Men, we want you to plan the date. And I want to go back to the question I asked before. I said, ladies, what are some areas in which you like men to step it up with regard to dating? So, in Facebook, Tabitha said, the places they take us on dates, stop taking us to the same spots. Be creative and think outside the box. Take me to the gun range, laser tag. And if we must go out to eat, please, please, please do not go to the usual spots I see everybody go. Fridays, Applebee's, or whatever restaurant is closest to your house.
Fridays is excellent. There's never a wrong time to go to Fridays.
Yeah. If you want some good Coke products, not cocaine, but Coca-Cola, and napkins, honey, TGI Fridays is the place for you.
They got them wet naps too.
Ooh, moist.
Don't say that. I can't.
Denise says, stop being fake and materialistic. Stop assuming all women are impressed with the artificial facades that people post on Instagram. Instead, try to get to know me, because if you put out there that fakeness, it's going to be hard to keep it up. That is so true. Appearance, Peaches said, appearance. You want us to keep up appearances, do the same. And yes, there's more to a date than food or a movie. Be creative. Actually have something to talk about on the date. And that goes both ways. I think a lot of women fall into the whole, you know, pretty girl syndrome. And they forget that conversation is important. That you need to, you know, be positive, have a good vibe, good energy.
I once went on a dinner and movie date, and I'm going to be open with y'all. Like, it was really cool. I ended up rubbing the girl's feet in the movie theater. Like,
That happened to me.
It didn't
before.
Turn into nothing crazy.
That's
but
a
like,
great thing.
Like, I was just like, hey, you seem like you've been walking kind of funny. Let me rub your feet. I don't know where that came from, but dinner and movie can be a good thing. I mean, if you let it be.
I'm not a fan of movie dates at the first date.
And I feel you, because
I
want
to be able to talk to the person and whatnot. Because I go to the movies by myself, so I'm just looking at a screen. So it's not like we're talking to each other. If you're trying to talk to me in a movie theater, I'm going to be pissed. So anyways, we got to go to commercial. Keep it right here on the flow. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And don't forget to like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks!
What's better?
These way better snacks! They're non-GMO and sprouted!
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel!
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Bye. Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the floor.
Girl.
You make me step my game up.
Yeah, cause women come, women go. Until we all mature, we ain't really trying to grow. With the girl we seeing, we ain't really trying, no. Try and beat it up fast on the living room flow. Got a little older, had to spend a little dough. Kept something in the pocket just in case I had to show. Shorty's how I did it when I took them to the store. Took a few to the mold, lot of vows for that. Fucking vows to the fact things I did was dumb. I count all of that to being young. Got a little age, got some understanding. And the older women get the more concerned with companionship. It took me a while to get to this point. I don't expect all of y'all to understand my issue. Read between the bass, snares, and kick. Everybody getting judged by who they standing with.
Yeah, really. Game up. Game up. Game up. Step my game up. Yeah, step my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Game up. Step my game up, yeah, my game up.
You make me.
She said we should go out on a date. I said that's cool, you can come to my house. She said, and please do better than that. Why the fuck I wanna come over and chill on your couch? I laugh cause it seems she had me all figured out. And my game ain't worked like it did before. Them was days long gone, cause once they get grown, these whores ain't impressed by Applebee's no more. Gotta dig a little deeper for that BF change, for BF Changs. And if you can't afford it, you can still do things to show you ain't on no dumb ish. Take her to a gallery, museum, or some ish. Thank God for you and all the crew that you run with, giving new meaning to the blind date. You so official, but a nigga can't attract Chris Style with a boom's for mind state. You know what I'm saying?
Step my game up, yeah, step my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Game up. Step my game up, yeah, my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Game up. Step my game up, yeah, step my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Yeah. Step my game up, yeah, my game up.
You make me step my game up.
Hey, listen, baby.
You make a nigga wanna go to the store and get some wine for you.
Remember when you got your first apartment and you used to have chicks over? What was the number one line you used to always use when you wanted to try to get them naked?
Baby, do you want a massage?
That's it. Can't do it no more, let's step it up, man.
Listening to the Status Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie and Howard. What's up, Howard?
It's a new day.
It's a new day? It's your birthday. If it's your birthday, make some noise. Well, we can do it without the singing, though.
Don't play me, sir. Do not play me.
You just heard music from Little Brother. The song is so perfect for tonight. It's called Step It Up. Step It Up. She said, what, maybe we should go on a date? He said, that's cool. You should come to my house. She was like, no, do better than that. Yeah. Why the after I want to come over and chill on your couch?
Yeah.
We do not want to chill on your couch, fellas. We want you to step it up. And speaking of stepping it up, tonight we're talking about take the wheel. Now, ask the ladies, what are some areas in which you want the fellas to step up with regard to dating? And I got to go to my LSJB. And she said, I lost my area here. Sorry. She said, just plain taking initiative. While we all know that we have options, there's such a thing as playing it too cool. If you have an interest in someone, take the time and plan something out. playing it too cool shows a lack of interest. Always saying, I'm trying to see you is not the same as, what are you doing Friday? Let's go out to dinner. Low on funds? Look up some free activities. There are plenty in the city. If you just want to see me, I'll gladly forward you my Instagram alias, and you can have your choice of seeing me, as I have plenty of selfies. That's annoying too, asking me for a damn picture all the time. I don't like that. But stop asking.
Picture for my contacts. Exactly. Like you said exactly what I'm going
to
say.
I sent a picture of Rick Ross to somebody and told them to use it as their contact picture.
That's rude.
Yeah, I'm a jerk.
That's rude.
I do jerky things like that. Oh well. But on Instagram, Crown Royale, she said, asking a woman out on a date instead of asking to chill or hang out. Raya said, being honest, especially when it matters, you know, still talking to their ex, STDs, STIs, being intimate, not in the physical sense though. So we want you guys to step it up and be intimate. You know, I like intimacy if I like you.
Some women don't. Trying to hold hands, trying to... See, I'm that dude. I'm sorry. That's mean. Like, I'm that dude.
I'm affectionate. I don't know.
I'm going to open your door. I'm going to hold your hand. And we're going to hug. All that. And they be looking at me like, oh, you thirsty. Like, okay.
It's you only thirst when you don't like the person.
You can be on a date by yourself.
Exactly. Goodbye. This date is over. .com. Superwoman said, dudes be like, I want to get to know you. And then the next text is a cock pic. Oh, that is so true. And it's very annoying.
Does it happen?
Like, oh.
Okay.
I told you, I said to this guy, hi, how are you doing? Or something. I was like, what's up? And I got four, not one, not two, but
you don't say what's
four
up. What's
pictures
up is,
of his penis.
What's up is guy code for let me see what that mouth do.
Clearly.
And or something else.
Clearly.
So if you say it, then that means you're ready.
Anyways, Abby Winter says, planning a date, not movies, not dinner, something different.
See? Well, but what do you mean? Not date. I mean, not dinner. Not movies. I mean, there are other things that you
museums,
can do.
Parks, sipping.
I mean, there are other things.
Ice cream.
Come on.
I mean,
what's wrong with having a meal together?
It's nothing wrong with having a meal together.
But if that's your dates,
your only go to. We're just saying try something different.
Okay.
Because even when you're in a relationship, that can be kind of old. Like, okay, he's gonna take me to this restaurant. We always go to. Like, you want to be able to switch it up to hold that person's interest.
My old job.
Another thing that I would like for men to step up on is ownership. I get that crap happens. It happens all the time. You know, people make mistakes, but own up to it and try to rectify the situation. Mm-hmm. Don't just leave me hanging. You know, the date might not have happened. Fix it. Make it work. Like, okay, you know what? Friday didn't happen. You know, last Friday didn't work out because this came up. I'm really sorry, but I'm going to make it up to you and we're going to do this. Some dudes are just like, won't even take ownership for it. Like, well, you know, just, you know, something happened. So, oh, well, but what you doing next week? You know, I want to hang out. Like, that's not attractive to me. Because once you blow me off or you screw something up royally and you don't take ownership for it, you do not get first dibs at my calendar. I am so sorry to inform you. This date is over. So ownership and, you know, being able to rectify the situation or trying to rectify the situation.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
How do you feel about... not necessarily group dates, but more of a casual gathering for your first couple of meetings. Like,
what do you mean?
I'm going to touchdown or some other ball during football season. I'm going over here. We're going to watch the game. We're going to be in the back, kind of out of the way.
Who is
but
we?
But it's going to be a few other people. It's going to be me and you, maybe a couple of my friends. Tell one of your friends. If you got a homegirl that watches football, you don't want to do that. That's a bad thing.
Okay. Because I don't know you well enough. Like, I'm gonna feel uncomfortable being around your friends because I already know they're gonna be judging me. This is our first encounter too, so it's not a level of comfort that you know. I've been in that situation too, and I didn't know I was gonna be in that situation.
Oh, okay.
And I had an attitude. Like, seriously, I was
But was he able to separate himself from the group?
No.
Or was it just? I mean, and that's different. If
not
we're
at all.
Just right in the smack middle of the table and we're all just communicating, that's weird. But if we can kind of be with everyone, but be at our end of the table having conversation, separated. Obviously, I'm gonna look up a big play happen. We'll screen for it, whatever. But we're separated. We're getting to know each other, but we're in good company. You have a friend there. I have some friends.
It's not a date.
Is it not a date?
It's not a date.
Okay.
It's not a date. It's too many people. It's too many variables. Okay. I would rather us go watch a game, just us two, somewhere else.
Okay.
If one of your friends happens to be at the bar, okay. But as long as they're not with us.
Yeah.
Because when I was out with that guy, we were supposed to go to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a whole bunch of bars on the street where we were going to. He was already at this one bar. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to close out his tab mm-hmm. at that particular bar. And, you know, he's like, well, just have a seat right here. I'm going to close out my tab. And as I sit down, I'm looking around. I see, like, all these balloons. And I see all these people. Then the music got louder and louder. He's like, yeah, this is my friend so-and-so. It's his birthday tonight, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
I'm just like, okay. And I was like, why are you taking your coat off? We're supposed to be leaving. So then he disappears. He goes off and starts talking to somebody. Then he starts dancing. I'm just like, sir, we are supposed to be leaving.
He played you.
And then when we finally got the chance to leave, he has a couple coming with us. I'm like, I said to him, I said, where are they going?
Wow.
Well, they can't come with us? No.
You're about that life.
I really am. I know they was like, this chick is a raging bitch. And I just did not care. Okay. Because I'm like, I didn't come there for them.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't come here for us okay. to be on a double date.
Okay.
You can't just spring that on somebody. I didn't come here to be at your friend's birthday party. If that was the case, you could have said, let's hang out some other time.
Okay.
So, I didn't give two craps about any of his friends. I'm certain they're very nice people. Nothing personal against them. My issue was with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't inform you.
No.
Okay.
Even as he was supposedly trying to rectify the situation, he made it worse by trying to bring another set of people with us okay. to dinner.
One other thing that I wanted to mention, when a guy does make an effort, as I said, women, you got to participate. And Sabrina posted a question in the group. Is it the group or the page?
Uh-huh.
I'm always confused. Anyway, she said, on the first date, if she's been texting for half the date, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And I really had to consider that, because that's happened. You're taking selfies. Your homegirl's texting you. You got to take care. No. You came here with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying for you to eat and drink what you're drinking. You're going to focus on me for a little while. You're going to put that phone down.
I'm an attention whore, so you got to be focusing on me on a date, okay? I want the focus to be all on me.
That joint is so rude. Like,
it is.
Being the man that I am, I'm not going to do this, but what I feel like doing is option C. Leave and make you pay your side of the bill. Like, I'm going to go to the waiter, pay my $15 for my two drinks, and then you're just going to be there, and you're going to figure out that I'm gone when you decide to look up from your phone.
I've left somebody on a date before, too.
I've done that, too.
I've done that.
No, I haven't.
I try not to be rude about it, because I don't know what the person's texting about, but I said to the person, I said, am I boring you or something?
Mm-hmm.
I did say that. Maybe that is rude. I don't know. I was like, am I boring you? Like, it's...
If you're on the phone, then
he's like, no, I got to check on my son. Sure you do. If it was an emergency, don't you think they would have called you by now?
Yeah.
Like, it's 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. He's asleep in the bed. He's 4.
Mm-hmm.
He's not up right now.
Yeah.
He's in good hands. You drop him off at your sister's house every weekend, and he's not come home with any broken limbs.
I like to have the phones just at the table. Like, both of our phones stacked in the middle of the table, face mm-hmm. down. If it vibrates, it vibrates. You hear it, whatever. If we're vibing, we're good. If mm-hmm. not, then we need to just end this. You can pick up your phone, I'll get the check, and we can go.
I want you to be present. A lot yeah. of people are not present during the date. Like, mm-hmm. they're so concerned. I mean, and I know, I have like 45 different social media accounts. That's mm-hmm. what I have to do. I'm a blogger. Yeah. I have these different things, but I know when to shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got on a couple people with that, you know, and that was our last date with this one guy. I just like, okay, you can put the phone away. His excuse was, well, if I don't respond, then I lose clients. He was a barber. I said, it's 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
They can wait. Your shop is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Your shop is closed. They can wait. Mm-hmm. It's like, you teach people how to treat you. I
yeah.
get it. I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own business. I know people will hit me at all hours of the night, but I'm not going to respond if I'm doing something.
Mm-hmm.
People
mm-hmm.
have to know that they can wait. Everybody's under this fierce urgency of now and think that they have to now, I need to know now. No, you can wait.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm out on a date, you are going to have to wait. These are not my business hours. It's not my office hours. And even if I'm at a meeting, you know, I could be, you know, meeting you for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not urgent,
yeah.
I'm not going to answer
yeah.
it. I might look to see who it is. Like, if it's not my mama or my nieces, I'm not going to answer the phone.
Now, let me ask you this. If
could you speaking, hold that? Could you
yeah,
throw that
can.
Book? Because we got to go commercial.
Break. Fine.
My
I'm
bad. I'm sorry. Don't forget, guys, it's Howard's birthday. So give us a call. The studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on the flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Okay, all right. Hey, that song right there was off the first album I ever made. It's called Reasonable Doubt. I also was fortunate enough to be blessed by the presence of Queen, just the Queen, man. I want to say R&B, I want to say hip hop. Her name is Miss Mary J. Blige. Short-term goals when the weather falls.
La-dee-da-da-da.
I just had to test y'all.
Oh, oh.
I'm making short-term goals when the weather falls. Yes, put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Chilly with enough bail money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got more estate than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping three. News fever, IS and fully loaded. Yes, bouncing in the Lex Luger. Tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter. Y'all can't fade me. Chrome socks beaming. Through my periphery, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Play a screen that was demeaning. I'm leaning on anybody intervening with the sound of my money machining. My cup running over with hunnids. I'm one of the best players that done it. Six digits and running. Dudes don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan, DeMarco, Mary.
Taking out the time. To give you a piece of my mind.
Cause you can't knock the hustle.
But do you think you want
Jay-Z, baby?
And maybe one day you'll be a star.
Last scene on a stage where I drop my slang. I'm deep in the south, kicking up top game. Bouncing on the highway, switching four lanes. Screaming through the sunroof, money ain't a thing. Your words fair confirmed. Me and my fam roll tight like the firm. Get it down for life, try, you better learn. Why play with fire, you burn. We get together like a choir to acquire what we desire. We do dirt like worm. Produce cheese like sperm. To legs spread like germs. I got extensive, sweet, expensive clothes. And I sit fine wines and spit thick to slow. What y'all know? Cause you can't knock the hustle.
But it's killing me, I'm the one who's crazy.
Talk to them, man.
Cause that's the way they're making me feel.
They feel it. They feel it.
I'm just trying to live right. I don't have the
why
time.
Why wouldn't you?
To knock the hustle for real.
Yo, cash luncheon, punching the clock. My function, make munchin', lay back munchin', sippin' Remy on the rocks. My crew, nothing to stop, unstoppable. Scheme on the ice, I gotta hide your crew. I gotta let you dudes know the time like Movado. My motto, stack rocks like Colorado. Auto of the champagne, crystals by the motto. It's a damn shame, but you're not though. Slick like a gato, your boy Jay-Z. My pops knew exactly what he did when he made me. Try to get a knot and he got a knot in. What? Straight bananas, can't see me, got the U.S. open, advantage jigger, serve like Sampras, play fake rappers like a campus, Matiga, Paul, you're too eager, you ain't having it, oh good, me either, let's get together, make this whole world believe us, huh, in my arraignment, screaming, all us blacks got is sports and entertainment, until we even, thieving, as long as I'm breathing, can't knock the way a player eating, alright,
taking off the time,
let's go away uptown.
That's the way they're making me feel.
We in Harlem.
play this song tonight, but I don't think they're ready for this. I think it's a bit much to play this Devin the Dude. I don't think there's an edited version of this song. You listen to This Day Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, alongside the birthday boy, Howard. Happy birthday once again, Howard.
Thank you, dear, and all those that have shot me out. On the calls, on the site, on Facebook, everything. Appreciate it. All the love.
You just heard music from Jay-Z. That was on the Unplugged, you know, MTV tour featuring Mary J. Blige. Can't Knock the Hustle. I love that performance.
Me.
That's when was the Jaguar Wright was real hot. Where is she now?
And all the things that we can do.
Yeah, we're going to get Howard to stop singing.
Can't help it. It's our soul. Don't.
We're talking about take the wheel. Uh-huh. We want you fellas to take the wheel. But ladies, you are not off the hook.
No, ma'am.
Because just like I asked you about, you know, what the fellas need to step up and do, I asked the fellas the same thing for the ladies. You know, so fellas, what are some areas in which you'd like women to step up with regard to dating? And I'm Mr. Law 2 says, don't be afraid to express your emotions and don't always assume the worst. And I think that's a valid point.
Yes.
A lot of people, a lot of women, I've been guilty of that in the past. You know, you already assume that, you know, so much negativity is going to happen. And if you, you know, put that in the universe and hello, that's probably what's going to happen on your date. So be positive. Have that good positive energy. And I've had to tell somebody, I told him like, you know what, I don't want to go out with you because I don't like your energy. You know, his energy was so damn negative. I'm like, what are you even talking to me for? This dude, it was like we were in a therapy session and he was on the couch telling me his life story about how he hates dating. And he didn't even know that I was a blogger about bad dates. I never even said any of this stuff to him. But he was like pouring his heart out to me about everything that he hated about dating. That he has to find someone. But the girls here are stupid. And I'm just like, wow, I'm one of the ladies here. So am I stupid? But yeah. So being positive, you know, and don't be afraid to express yourself. That's one of the, that was our tip for Tip Tuesday. It was the lyrics from, oh my gosh, is it Maybe She'll Dream of Me? It says, just imagine the possibilities if only you would let down your guard. And a lot of us are so guarded because we're afraid of being hurt, which I can understand, but if you don't open up, then what are you expecting to gain? You know, how is somebody going to get through to you if you're so closed off to being receptive to love or just something positive? So, yeah, thank you for that. And going to SP Picks, he says, that's simple. Oh, sorry. I forgot. He didn't say that. Got to go scroll back up to his initial comments. He said, don't curve. Just say that I'm not that into you. This new age of curving is stupid. Now, that's a challenge. I think we're going to have a show about that. When it comes to, you know, curving or what's the word I'm looking for? Because that's carrying. I don't know what people used to say.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You got carried, son.
Yeah, when you're not interested in a person, he's saying that you should articulate that. And that can be challenging. I know I have difficulty with that because these dudes nowadays want a freaking explanation. And I don't have to give you no damn dissertation as to why I don't like you. I just don't like you.
I'm not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling your vibe. But guys want to know exactly why. And I mean, I had somebody say, well, oh, so that's going to make me work even harder for you. No,
wow.
I don't like you. I'm not feeling it. I don't think that we mesh very well. Leave me the hell alone.
But you get to the extremes where some of these chicks out here are trying to be professional curvers, and you gonna end up alone at your dinner table with a cat in 30 years because you done curved everybody.
You got 50 felines,
exactly,
like, and no ping.
You have to. It's a balance. It's always a balance. You have to understand that everybody's gonna have something you don't like, and if you focus on the things that you don't like, you'll miss out on somebody that has 80%, 90% of what you want because you are looking for a flaw.
So everybody's, I should focus on the things that I do like about the person, no matter the size of his penis.
Look.
If, so he's not funny.
Okay.
He has a small penis, but he's nice to me and he can cook.
If that's enough for you, then yes. But if it's not, then obviously don't do that. If you need that penis size to be
I don't need a girthy. I don't need a freaking African penis. That's why I don't date Africans no more.
Lord Jesus.
I don't need that. But yeah. A lot of guys want an explanation as to why you don't like them. And I go back and forth, you know, about that because although it would be nice, you don't really owe that person an explanation. But I mean, I don't know. You don't want to be rude about it either. Because I guess, I, you know, if I put myself in their shoes and perhaps we've been, you know, dating for a while and then we just kind of fell off,
yeah.
I would want to know, like, well, dad, you know, what was it about me that you didn't like?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know people want that information for closure purposes, but I do struggle with that, like, in the beginning stages when somebody, oh, well, why? Well, why? What did I do? Well, why? Why? I can fix it. Why? Why? Like, I just, it's nothing that you can fix. You know, we're just not a match. Mm-hmm. But people want an explanation, and, you know, I'll just avoid you, which is not cool, because I told somebody, well, I'm seeing someone.
Wow. So you lied. You're a liar. Okay. I'm just clarifying. I just want to be sure. That's what you are.
You don't want to say, well, I'm not attracted to you.
I'm not. I don't.
That's
feel
not.
Like
that
we
doesn't.
Mesh,
yeah. That's. But I don't. I'm not attracted
but
to
tell
you.
Tell me this: can a man escape the friend zone? Because it sounds like you've put him in a position where, okay,
been
you're
there,
cool
done
enough
that,
to be around,
it didn't work.
But not to date, not to be intimate.
I think
with.
It works for some people. You know, I think some women, it takes us a while to realize that, dang, like everything that I've ever wanted in a man is right here. Mm-hmm. It's just somebody that's in your friend zone is somebody that you're not attracted to. That's just the bottom line.
Well, for
in
women,
most cases.
For women, okay. Because men, anyone that's in your friend zone is someone who was not currently allowing you to have sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time, 90% of the women in my friend zone, if
opportunity
decide,
presented itself,
yeah, then, I mean, it would be something else.
Slip on that banana peel right up in the poon.
But, I mean, that's what it is. That's how life is. So, but I've escaped the friend zone once before. Once. Mm-hmm. Once in life.
Usually a guy is in our friend zone if we're not attracted to him.
Okay.
You know, like we might think that he's not very smart, or he might be somewhat of a loser. He might not dress very well. He just doesn't do it for us. He does not make your juices flow.
Okay.
Like if he walks by, my underwear will completely dry up. So, okay. Whatever. Okay, so he says, can we just get a woman who can think outside the box and is willing to go somewhere different and do something different sometimes? Let's be adventurous together. And there are some women like that too who get stuck in the box and I want a man to take me to dinner. Like if a guy is presenting something different to you, be receptive to it. So yeah. It's a lot of women who aren't receptive. Well, I don't know if I want to go rock climbing because that might mess up my hair, and I don't really own no sneakers, so I can't really do this whole you know, this hiking thing. I don't know. Okay. All I wear is heels.
Well,
so.
That's fine. Have a nice day.
Right. Chef DJ, he says, stepping up needs to be done by men and ladies by being honest about what you want, and more importantly, what you're offering and how much effort you're willing to put into compromise with the other person. And that's the thing, you know, you can tell a person what you want, but it doesn't necessarily mean I want it from you. Because
yeah.
I know what I want, but it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to get that, or you possess those qualities that I'm really looking for in a significant other. So, but yeah, honesty is very important, and a lot of people aren't being honest with themselves. I mean, I ask guys, like, well, what is it that you're looking for? And they think that I want to hear, well, I'm looking for a relationship. Like, they think that's what's going to turn me on. Like, okay, I just want to know. Like, are you looking, you know, to for a fling? Like, what is it that you want? Because, I mean, I know this person who's notorious for asking me to come over. I'm just like, why? I'm not coming to your house. Like, I don't even remember your last name. So why am I going to come to your house? What is so special? Well, it's cold outside. Yeah, I know it's cold outside, but restaurants are indoors.
So let's
cuddle. Museums are indoors.
He wants to cuddle.
Yeah, he wants to cuddle, but he's going to sleep.
Cuddle
I can't even
nude.
Say the word. He's going to sleep demy. You're
he
like,
wants,
come
he
on,
wants
take
to cuddle in the nude.
Yeah, and
if
yeah,
something
he wants to cuddle in the nude, and I'm just not feeling it.
You just gonna, like, have to accept that.
I'm not feeling it, so it's just not gonna happen. So, of course, you know, over time, he decided he wanted to step his game up and try to act like he was really interested. But I knew it wasn't genuine.
Okay.
Like, oh yeah, I miss
you.
Did
you know? Did he
know
try
what?
To take you out? I mean, he could. Like I said, some men will see
he
that.
He tried to take you to the bar.
And oh.
Yeah, I've not had any type of invitation to do anything other than go to the bar or to his house. So
okay.
That doesn't communicate to me that you're interested. And hold that thought, because got to go to break.
Commercial.
Once again, so keep it right here on the floor. So when we come back,
okay.
I'm going to let you have it. I'm going to let you
all
have
right.
The floor. So keep it right here on the flow for Soulful Music News and Talk. And make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rocktheflow.com. We'll be right back.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the floor.
All these wars, dwelling in the past, searching for the honesty in all that jazz. What are we here for? What are we doing? Last time I checked, thought it was screwing, girl. And when I think of me and you and all the things that we've been through and going through, and stepping back to view the picture, hoping for a brighter day, girl.
Look up in the sky and somehow we got stuck.
Back to love, back to love, back to love, baby, back to love, back to love. How do we get back to love? Baby, come here, let me kiss your temple, breathe in your ear and cool you down. Get out your suitcase, let's take a trip. Call up the job, tell them you're sick. Making reservations, back to love. Your happiness is what I'm for. How's Amsterdam, down to Spain, into Morocco, Marrakesh. Take off the flesh, keep it fresh. Decompress, we've come so far. Wanna get back to love? We get back to love. How do we get back to love? Baby, back to love. We get back to love. How do we get back to love?
Like the fruit that falls from the trees, stronger than the rose that grows from the concrete. And bask in the light of the sun, the feel of love revolving around us. Baby, back to love. How do we get back to love? How do we get back to love, girl? Yeah, girl, back to love. How do we get back to love? How do we get back to love?
Listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com for soulful music news and talk. You just heard music from Bilal. That was actually our Makeout Monday song of the day, Back to Love. Can we get back to love? That's what I want. That's all I want. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. So can we get back to love? And that was on the, I forgot which album that was on. Never mind. I was going to tell you guys, but I don't remember. It's Bilal. I don't know. It's on his last album. No, it's on his last album. No, it's on a Love Surreal. I think that's the name of the album that it's on. Anyways, in the studio with Howard, the birthday boy. What up?
Indeed. What's going on?
Anybody from New York? I'm going to be out there this weekend picking out wedding gowns. Yes.
Not for himself.
Miss Marie is getting married.
No, that was me. Sorry.
To myself. Soik.
Yeah, do that.
My good girlfriend is getting married, and I have the honor of being present to help her pick out her wedding gown.
Excellent.
So I'll be in NYC for the weekend. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a while since I've been in New York.
So I think I'm going to go to BBQ's. That's what I normally do when I go to New York, is go to BBQ's. I don't know why I love that place. It's just, I don't know.
I've only been to New York once in my adult life, so I don't know anything that you're talking about.
Yeah. I want to check out Lombardi's, which, oh, I was like, what is it? I felt something that freaked me out. Alrighty then. Yeah. Issues in the studio. Whatever. But tonight we're talking about Take the Wheel. And I know you wanted to say something before we went to break, Howard.
It's gone now. I can think of something else to say.
Well, forget it then. We don't need you saying anything if you don't remember.
But I think really where I was going with it is, let's be open, people. Let's be open. Let's be creative. Let's put forth some effort.
Effort. And not key word.
Blame, not accuse people of being thirsty. Let's be real with what we want and what we need and what we desire. And just, geez, why is it so hard? Like, can we focus?
It's just a damn date.
It is.
People make it exactly. So hard. You know what? I think it's the name of a book.
It's just a damn date.
Like, why is it so hard to do something so simple? I don't know.
But I do want people to be excited about dating.
I get excited when it's a good thought out plan.
Yeah.
I get excited about,
like,
little things excite me.
You should have an interest in this person.
Flowers excite me.
You should be excited about what you're going to do. You should be eager to get to know them. And you don't have to write a list of questions to ask. Just be yourself and allow the conversation to flow. And if it doesn't, then it doesn't. But if it does, then just be excited about that and let it be what it is. Let's stop trying to set up 4 dates in a week with 4 different people. Like, you're not, no, we're looking at you. Don't say, no more words from her. She's not going to say anything else for the rest of the night. Date one person, get to know them, put all your eggs in one basket, be vulnerable, let it happen. Because if that doesn't work out, you're going to know much sooner. And it's not going to be, oh, well, now I have 2 guys that I like, now let me try to figure out.
I don't agree with that. I think you should date a lot and date often. But I want to give the fellas some more time to speak, even though we're almost out of time for the show. But I asked the fellas, what are some areas in which you like women to step up with regard to dating? Tony said paying for the date. He says, psych. Just don't be expecting 5-star meals if you're 3-star caliber. But if you're asking me out on a date, I don't feel that I'm going to be a 3-star caliber. So you determine that person's caliber to you. You know, I might think I'm amazing. And if you might think I'm 3-star, then why are you asking me out on a date to begin with? So you don't determine that person's caliber. I mean, excuse me, I don't determine my caliber to you in your eyes. You determine that. So Sean said, depending on where you are with the person, actually initiating the date and paying for it. That being said, don't play me cheap when the night is on you. If you expect a sit down meal and top shelf drinks when I take you out, you can't give me carry out and a 40. So ladies, I said this a long time ago on the Dutch debate. We probably have to have that show again. If you would not pay for the surf nor the turf on your own dime, yet you expect that man to pay for it, like, come on now. Let's be real. Be willing to pay for, you know, exactly what you would order on the menu for a guy. You know, so let's be real. A lot of guys, I mean, a lot of women are like, well, I'm going to take him out and I'm going to just pay for the super size. He can get the super size.
But you want to go to Fogo.
Right. He spent $177 and you spent $7. That's not cool. Unless y'all have an agreement. Maybe he makes a whole hell of a lot more money than you do. I don't know. I'm an entrepreneur. I'll tell the dude, look, don't expect me to take you to some expensive ass restaurant if I don't have a coupon for it. So I'm going to just be real. I'm not rolling in the dough. I support myself, you know, with my entrepreneurship. Rob says, stop letting anything ass dudes treat you like dirt. Women should have higher standards for themselves. Make a guy take you out on a date before you give him the cookies. And don't bring baggage from the last relationship. Don't let baggage from your last relationship ruin your next relationship. Jay says, appearance. I'm quite shallow. That's what he wants women to step it up on.
Wow.
Andrew says, be open to going to different places where the emphasis is on interaction. For a spin on a meal, do lunch and an outing like a museum or something artsy, or even go to a park or an area that has some nice views and do some photography and then an outing. As long as it is something where you can get a better point of view or point of reference with someone, that is more than workable.
What is it? Paddle boarding on the tidal basin? Is it paddle boating, mm-hmm. tidal basin.
Just I wanted to do that. Where I used to work out in Maryland, they had that. I never went. I always wanted to go, but they had the paddle boats during the summertime. I think I'm going to have to do that this mm-hmm. year, because I just wanted to go bike riding. Like, that's what I want to do for my birthday. I want to rent one of those like bike shares yep. and just ride around downtown DC. Yep. That's what I want to do.
It's a good time.
But since it's the winter time, what are your recommendations for dates besides coming over and chilling? Besides to come over and chill and happy hour, what are some good winter date ideas?
Obviously, there's ice skating, mm-hmm. But that's
you extremely scary.
Yeah. Is it scary?
My niece can skate circles around me while okay. I'm barely trying to okay. get around the course. Okay.
You have bar. Obviously, you have bars and different things like
I
that.
I said, besides happy hour,
look here
and come over and chill. What are some good winter dates? Well, I'll go to Facebook then. You can think of some
because things. Because I'm going to go buy some firewood and we're going to sit in front of the fireplace and watch the Redbox. That's what I'm going to do.
Deshaun says, volunteer at a soup kitchen, take a yoga or Zumba class together. I don't know no damn dude that's going to take no Zumba class.
I could take a spin class with you.
You ain't going to take no Zumba.
I could do...
are you going to take yoga with me?
Zumba. I might do a yoga joint.
Okay.
I could do a
Adela says,
yoga.
Aquarium, museums, live music, sip and paint, poetry slam, laser tag, pump it up. Oh, I didn't know Adela could go to pump it up.
What's
pump but she up? Said they pump it up is where they have the inflatables.
Oh yeah,
yeah. My nieces yeah. have had birthday parties at Pump It Up, so okay. they got the big huge inflatables.
Oh, they have the rebounds, which is the trampoline spot.
Really?
There's one in Sterling. I think there's one closer, but those are pretty fun too. Yeah, Sterling
yeah.
bar.
Ooh, Lord Jesus, that's far. Yeah, I didn't know they had she said they have an adult night at Pump It Up. Okay. That just made my night. I think I'll be doing that. Sean says the club, movies, dinner at a restaurant, Tuesday through Thursday specials at Fridays. Ugh.
Yeah.
He said all these things could lead to the come over and chill.
And that's always the plan, right? The lead up to the come
over. Glenn says, right, this is DC. There's always something going on here. Sports, conventions, and parties, shows, festivals. That is so true. Especially if you're in a major metropolitan area. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There are plenty of things that you can do. And research. Hello. Wizards, Groupon, Living Social. It's a lot of things that you can do. Like, even if you're not creative, they have creative things that you would never even think of.
Yeah.
You could do like a marathon, one of those like paint runs. But I need to shut my mouth because it is solely time for us to get out of here. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Come back next Wednesday and each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Check out the website, please. thisdateisover.com. Comment on our blog posts and make certain you share them too, Howard.
I will.
Check them out. Post your bad day stories as well. So any parting words for you, sir?
I just want to say that we're coast to coast tonight. I appreciate everybody on the West Coast where I'm from.
Yes.
Tuning in tonight. And stay with us. We're going to be back next week.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the West Coast in a couple months, too.
Okay.
Yes, I am. So thank you guys once again for tuning in. This Date Is Over Radio with your girl, Miss Marie Ann Howard. Hope you guys have a great rest of the week. You know, it is hump day. Hopefully you're humping safely. Sure. If you need some prophylactics, we got some. I got some left over from the Be Mine.
It's going to be a dry birthday
Be Mine
for your boys.
Game night.
I'm accepting that. I'm going to go
well,
home.
Well, ladies and gents, it's not going to be that dry for Howard because we did buy him some lotion for his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, let me shut up because it's that time to get out of here. So, good night. God bless. And have a great rest of the week. Come back next Wednesday and check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Bye-bye.